sales here. So give me a moment.
Thank you, Andre. Hi, Angel. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I appreciate you for asking. So I see here that you were talking to our mapping coordinator, Andre. And did he do a good job of explaining the reason for our phone call today?
Yeah, he did.
Fantastic. So I am excited to go ahead and get you your listing information here today. Now, I do have you listed in Santa Rosa, California. Is that the home base for the business?
Correct.
Okay, let me go ahead and get your listing pulled up here and see what we have to offer you today. Okay, so I see you here. You're listed with Yelp. Now, this PalmeresPainting.com, is that your website?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. So who opened that website for you, if you don't mind me asking?
I had somebody make it for me. She works on doing that kind of stuff.
Okay, fantastic. Now, Angel, so what we can do for you and is pretty much bring Google to your business, right? The Google My Business side of it. I mean, I see you're pretty much listed everywhere on the internet except for Google. I mean, is there a reason why you've never listed your business on the Google network before?
I was trying to do it, and then I thought I had set up an appointment with somebody, but they never ended up reaching out, and then I just ended up getting pretty busy through Yelp, so.
Gotcha. Yeah, and with the Google listings, what happens is whenever you set up an appointment, because I set appointments too sometimes whenever clients aren't ready to make the move at the time, right? But Google only accepts a certain amount of businesses per service area every month, right? And once they close out the area, there's nothing we can do anymore, right? So follow-up appointments, sometimes they end up obsolete, right, as you can imagine. Now, your listing is open again, so that's why you're receiving this phone call today. So what we have to offer you is it's Google, Facebook, Yelp, Bing, and Apple. With Apple, you'll get Siri, you get Safari and the Apple Maps. You also get Alexa, so we'll cover your voice searches, your desktops, and your mobiles. We'll make sure that anytime anybody within your service area is searching using your keyword terms or phrases, you're a company that's going to be on that first page as an option, ready to catch them when they're looking for the services. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, now that flat rate sits at $299. Now, it does come with social media hosting. If you would like us to host the website, we can do that for you. If not, what we'll do is we'll grab the website you already have standing. We're going to attach it to your Google My Business profile that will open for you and get verified. And then we will optimize it to the first page search results, right, for all the areas we have you listed. Now, this comes with a 50-mile radius from home base. So we can customize that geofence any way you like to contain any areas or exclude any areas, right? Now, let me see here. Have you ever done, like, digital advertising before, maybe like a pay-per-lead service or anything like that? I mean, you said you're with Yelp, right? So are you doing the pay-per-lead with them?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. Well, the listing that I'm talking about right now, it's unlimited calls and unlimited clicks on that first page, right? Now, when we talk about Google's pay-per-lead service, it's the number one lead generation service out there in the market today. And for the simple reason that you are partnering with Google and they're going to send you pre-qualified exclusive leads, which means they're not going to be shared with any other business, right? Now, they do that at a set rate for you and they allow you to set a budget for your business so you don't start receiving, you know, any type of outrageous bills, right? Now, let's see, in your area for painting, and you're doing interior, exterior, are you focusing on residential? Are we looking at commercial?
We do both.
Both. Okay, great. So we can bring you both leads. Now, these pre-qualified leads, they come at $48 per qualified lead. Okay. Now, they'll ask for you to set a budget for your business for a brand new company coming in for at least 13 leads. Now, those 13 qualified leads would put your budget at $624, right? Now, the beauty of that budget is it's not a monthly reoccurring rate, right? Every single month on a certain date, you got to pay $624. The way it works is you upload, once we get your Google business profile verified, you're going to upload the $624 onto your business profile, right? When you receive that pre-qualified exclusive lead, it would be deducted from your budget at the rate of $48. Now, once you've used about 7, which is a little bit more than half of your 13, you'll get a notification letting you know you're running low. So at that point, you can re-up your budget when you see fit. All right, so it's kind of like a rinse and repeat. Now, in this area, you have a lot of high-end customers, and they're closing these leads at about 92%, right? Because they are exclusive, and the customers understand they're shopping through the Google Verified Network, and they're going to get paired with one Google Verified company. When the call's coming into your phone, what your customer hears, you're now being routed to a Google Verified contractor. Kind of makes sense? Could you see the value in something like that?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, what I want to look at real quick is I want to see which companies are actually getting some of these leads, as well as how many they've gotten in the past week in the Google Verified section. So right here we have Mike Chavez Painting, Diamond Painting. Let's see who else we got. Grey Wolf. All these guys have over 100 reviews currently. Right now, Diamond Painting has 219 five-star reviews, and he is currently subscribed to the Google Verified Network. So when you do home painter near me, right, that's the only keyword that I use right now. Within a 10-mile radius, that was actually searched on average 3,142 times in the past 30 days, right? So Diamond Painting this week, he just had four bookings nearby. When you click on his profile, what you see is Google guaranteed. Get it done right or Google pays you back. Pass license check, pass background, and has business insurance. Those are the three levels of trust that Google is going to build with your customers to help you close down these accounts, right? Be able to create that return on investment for you.
Yes.
Now, what you'd be looking at for the Google guarantee, there is some requirements. There is an insurance requirement. Do you carry any liability? It looks like they're looking for at least $1 million in general liability.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. So if you're carrying that one, they're also asking for a California State C-33. Are you carrying the C-33?
Yes.
Okay. So then with those two, the only other requirements we'd be looking at is Google does do a background check with either Evident or Pinkerton. They're looking for no felonies in the past 7 years. They'll ask for either your social or the business EIN can be supplied, the employer identification number, as well as valid driver's license, state ID, or social security number. All right, as long as we can supply all those and pass the background check, your company is already showing it's pre-qualified. So the first step we do was get you qualified for the Google My Business. Then we go ahead and submit your application for the Google Verified. Now, Google Verified has a one-time application fee of $250, and then your reoccurring amount would be $249. That's going to include all the services we talked about, your voice services, mobiles, desktops. So what you'd be looking at today would be $499, and then monthly after that would only be $249.
Okay, but you said you have to do a background check?
Yeah, not me. Google will do the background check, right? I mean, if for any reason, like, say, hey, well, you know what? I might not pass that background check for the felonies in the 7 years. That's okay, because that first plan that we talked about with the unlimited clicks and calls, that one, it sits at $299. Since you don't go Google Verified, it does go up $50 at $299, right? But that gives you all the services we talked about, anchors you to the first page. They won't do a background check. And it's not the pay-per-lead. So you get unlimited clicks, unlimited calls. We can still do the website. We'll do your social media. We'll give you the top five directories as well as your voice searches.
Okay. And how much was that again per month, roughly?
That one by itself is $299 on a flat rate. Doesn't matter how many jobs you get, how big the jobs are, it'll never balloon on you. That's your first page listing that you would be securing. Now, say later on you wanted to move into like a pay-per-lead or something, what we do is, because I know we talked about the discount, it goes to $249 with Google Verified, right? The application fee is usually $250. So if you sign up with a $299 first, I give you the discount on the back end. If you want to go that way, then we give you 50% off that application fee later on whenever you decide to use it, right? So that's kind of how that works.
And as far as like leads, how is it guaranteed compared to Yelp? Like I know with Yelp I get at least two a day.
But okay, and the customers
a little bit more.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean the customers calling you now. Remember what we're doing here is we're going to bring you the brand exposure that you need. I mean when customers search, you know, house painter near me, you're going to be right up top, right next to Lavish Sons and Diamond Painting and Grey Wolf. These are the three top companies right now in your area. the listing that's open would be right there on the front page next to them, right? Customers can click on your website. There'll be an icon there if they want to schedule and book directly to your calendar, or they can click to call you, right? All of those would be unlimited at no extra charge. So it gives you the widest opportunity for return on investment, right? Now, not only that, I mean, activating with Google in the first place can never be a bad idea, right? I mean, even with Yelp, when you're going and you're trying to close down your customers, I'm sure they're going to want to Google you as well. You know what I mean? Try to see some things. And when you have that online brand exposure, it really maximizes the return on investment that you're going to get for your marketing efforts. I mean, anybody who shops is going to go and look through Google. I mean, I'm sure you do it the same way, right? So, I mean, it's just some of the main points of value that come with the Google, right? But at the end of the day, it's always going to be about return on investment. Every one of these plans is designed to pay for itself. So when I talk about social media, we're not just going to be getting leads through like Google. So what we use is retargeted ads in the social media. We are data service providers for Google and Meta. So we'll get the ads anywhere from 50 cents to a dollar. Now, what a retargeted ad is have you ever been scrolling like through your own social media, maybe like Facebook, and you start seeing ads for things you were just talking about, and you're like, dude, is my phone listening to me? How does it know to show me this ad? Does that ever happen to you?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so that's a retargeted ad, and we do that for your business, right? So if somebody goes out and they put, hey, I'm looking to get my house painted, does anybody have suggestions? You don't even need to know these people. All they do is post it within your service area. As they start scrolling, your flyer shows up organically on their timeline, right? These are some of the convenience that we have for you guys. Now, we're also going to provide you with call tracking services. Now, what this is going to do for you is provide you that in-phone directory. So when they call you, it'll say press 1 for existing customer, press 2 if you have appointments, you know, press 3 to speak to you directly. Those are fully customizable, but that's an example, right? It's also going to, at the end of the week, give you an update. You have 6 new leads, 5 new leads. You can click there, open it, look at all your phone numbers, follow up with your leads as you need to, right? It'll show you every keyword and phrase you have listed, and we'll even give you access to the website to edit it through there. If you want us to host it, it comes at no extra charge.
Okay. And you said that was like $2.99 a month or so?
$2.99, that's right. It's on a flat rate. It won't change on you.
Okay. And then per se, if I didn't like it or I wasn't receiving anything, can I cancel anytime, or is there like an agreement that I have to keep it for so long?
Well, here's the deal, Angel. I'm going to put you on a contract, and if you do decide to leave, it's going to be $5,000. I'm just joking. With your company, Angel, I'm sorry, man. It's Friday. I had to, the conversation was getting really, you know what I mean? I had to lighten it up, but our company, we're truly performance based, Angel. When you work with a true Google Premier partnership, that means that they're performance based. There's no contracts or cancellation fees involved at all. All you do is you let us know 3 days before your next billing cycle, you never charge. Now, the beauty of that is you're always going to keep your Google business profile. That'll stay live and that'll stay, you know, in your possession because it's yours, right? As well as all your reviews. Whereas Yelp, HomeAdvisor, Angie's List, all that stuff kind of goes with the wind when you stop paying them. You know what I mean? The only difference is when, if you stop paying us, your ranking would just kind of fall off, you know, to the back pages as time went on, but the profile and everything is already live with your keywords set up and ready to rock and roll. Does that make sense?
No, yeah, of course. Okay. Yeah, let's go ahead and give it a shot. Why not, right?
Yeah, I mean, it can't go wrong setting up with Google, right? So what we'll do right now is we'll go through a voice verification. I'm going to walk you through the program. It'll kind of outline billing details and even your cancellation details. I'll do that before I even ask for any of the card info or anything like that. That way you feel real comfortable sticking around to the end, asking any questions. And then that way at the end of it, you know, everything sounds good. We'll move on from there. Sound fair?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I'll go ahead and get this one pulled up that we get started. Okay, so I'm going to get started. Now, welcome to Local Splash. Go ahead.
Sorry. My phone got put like on the Apple CarPlay or whatever, so it kind of muted itself.
Oh, okay. I got you. Yeah, no, what I was saying is I'm going to walk you through the voice verification. Now, it takes about 60 seconds, but just so that way you can have a clear understanding of the program. Sound good?
Yes.
Okay, let me go ahead and get this one pulled up for us. Okay, So welcome to Splash's voice verification. Now, this call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it's an added form of protection for you. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Palomares Painting and Decorating.
Okay. Now, please state your name and title within the business.
Angel Palomares, I'm the owner.
Okay. Now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. So you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. So please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to text that one out to you right now, so that way you always have it already. You can just kind of save it as you have a chance, all right?
Okay.
Okay, so I just texted that one out to you. Now, as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what I'm going to do is provide you with a security question to verify the calls coming from Local Splash and not another company. Now, you have three options here: your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like?
First pet's name.
Okay. What would that be?
Toby.
Toby. Okay. Okay. Now, in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
So as a part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. Now, this may include like your business LLC license, if you have insurance, Google Guarantee application, or any other items recommended for Google Business Profile verification. We do kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days, because failure to provide the necessary documentation within the time frame may result in delays of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Yes.
Okay. So your payment for your initial term and account setup would be charged today on October 17, 2025 in a non-refundable amount of $299. Now, this is a two-month verbal agreement, and your monthly payments would automatically renew on the 17th of each month in the amount of $299. This is your monthly recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. That's the number I texted to you. Now, to prevent charges for your next month of service, all you do is contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Okay, so we do ask that you keep in mind that your Local Splash is international. We do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. Now, we're going to get some profile information set up here for you, Angel. So what I need next is going to be the hours of operation you want listed on Google. So think of it just like when you search and you find a restaurant, right? And the restaurant will say, closes in a couple hours because it closes at 10, right? And then it says open back up at 8 a.m. on Monday. So what hours do you want to show is open for your business from Monday? Or do you want to do 7 days a week, Monday through Friday?
We do 7 days a week because that's usually where we work.
Okay. Monday through Sunday. And what are your hours of operation?
Monday through Friday, we do 7 to 7.
Okay. 7 a.m. 7 p.m. That's Monday through Friday. And what are we doing on the weekends?
On the weekends, we do 8 to 3.
8 to 3 p.m. Saturday and Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now we're going to talk about the business address. I have a lot of owner-operators. They do work out of home. So what we do for them is we'll mask the business address. This is the address that's going to be verified by Google for the business, right? So if it's your home address, I would recommend that we use mask. What that will show is on the map, it'll show your service area. It'll be all highlighted in blue and encompassed with the radius. Then it'll have your red ping in the middle of it. But nobody will actually see the physical address of the business. How would you like your address? Masked, or do you want it public?
No, masked.
Okay, so masked address. All right, let's see what we have. Okay, now is the address the same as the billing address?
Yes.
Okay, and can you provide me with the address, please?
It's a 1315 D Turk Avenue.
You spell that one for me?
In Santa Rosa. It's a D E space T U R K Av.
Gotcha. Okay. 315 to Turk Ave, Santa Rosa. Okay. And zip code? 95404. And Angel, your last name is Palomares?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now we'll be using a Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or Amex today.
It's a Visa.
Okay. I'm ready when you are.
It's a 4733-4220-7443-6173.
Okay. Expiration?
It's 0527.
Okay, we're going May 2027 and security.
It's a 934.
Okay, let me update that one for you. Now, what's the best email address for you, Angel, for communication?
It's painting.palomares@gmail.com.
Painting.palomares@gmail.com. Okay. All right, so what we're going to do now is we're going to schedule you for your onboarding call. Now, we're going to be able to do this one. Is Monday morning or after lunch going to work for you?
After lunch.
Okay, let's get to Monday the 20th, and we have after lunch available. Let's see what time we have. Okay, so I have 2 p.m. Let me see. I have 1, 2, and 3 p.m. available for Monday after lunch. Which one will work for you?
3 p.m. is fine.
3 p.m.? Okay, let me go ahead and get this one. Now, I want to be the first one to welcome you on the Local Splash and congratulate you for locking in your Google first page listing. I'm going to go ahead and send you out your onboarding invite, and it's going to go right to your email for your calendar, okay? So this one's going to say Local Splash CI, that's your onboarding call. It'll have me, yourself, and then our onboarding agent. So on Monday when I call you, I'll introduce you. Usually it's either Nikki, Spencer, sometimes Honey, right? And they'll go ahead and they'll onboard you. But I'll introduce you to them so that way you know exactly who you're working with.
Okay.
All right. So give me 1 second. Let me get this one put together. Angel Palomares. And the best contact number is going to be 707-581-1653?
No, that's not my number.
Okay. I'm sorry. It's 707-581. Oh, wait. Yeah, that's what I have here. What number are you going to want to list?
It's a 318-8985. Area code 707.
Okay, 707-318. And what was the last numbers?
8985.
8985.
That's probably why I didn't receive that text message from you either.
Oh, that's probably what it is. Yep. I'm going to have to update. So this 707-581-1653, is that just a different number that you have? This is the number you gave me as a business number?
No, that's not my number at all. The one that I used for the business is the one I just gave you right now.
Okay. So I can update it here on the account into this new number. 707-318-8985. Okay, I just sent out the email. Now let me update the phone number here so that way I can get you your text message sent. I'm also going to send you a quick, it's a short link to our YouTube, right? And that one's going to give you a little walk through the dashboard. So this weekend, as you have a chance to take a look at it, it'll show you like the day-to-day of what you're going to be able to see on your dashboard, how it works, and all that good stuff.
Okay.
All right. So let's... There it is, 318-8985. Okay, now I can send these numbers. I'm putting my extension right over to my desk. I mean, I'm the director here in California, so if you ever need anything, feel free to call me my extension. You'll skip right back. You'll pass the mapping coordinator. You'll come right over to my office. Will you be able to receive that text message that I just sent?
Yeah, you just got it.
Perfect. So your initial invoice is processing right now too. Those are going to automatically be sent out to you. One of them will have like terms and conditions. If you have a chance this weekend, go do it. Give me two check marks and a signature, and then we'll be ready to go from there for Monday. Like I said, I mean, I really do want to welcome you and congratulate you in securing your listing. And then if there's nothing else I can do for right now, we'll reconvene for the weekend, and then come Monday, you'll be hearing from me again.
Sounds good. I'll talk to you on Monday.
Okay, sounds good, partner. We appreciate your time, and then have a good weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Thank you as well. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You have been kicked from this conference.